Blog Talk Radio.
How are you today? All everything well? Great your day. You've all had time to this. Understood. Director, they can be totally off stage. It's happened to all of us. Now, one thing about perception is that perception is the thought that a person is overweight, or maybe because of their race, their religion, whatever. And reality, a person is another thing. Where discriminated against this perception or this perception to pass off about when I look at the life of Jesus, I look at how he was misunderstood even by his own disciples. We look at how, you know, for years, you know, the people were saw that he was becoming Messiah, between the old and the new stuff. And they had always heard about the coming of the Messiah. The end of the lot that they didn't recognize. Procession wasn't something coming in as a hero. Perhaps maybe some people had him riding on the white horse. Perhaps some people had him wearing a crown that didn't come in. You know, breaking the chains of the Roman oppression. And that's people's perception. But when they were met with the reality and a totally different picture, that's where the trouble came in. I believe one person that totally had it wrong was Judas. And Judas had his own idea of what Jesus was going to be, and what it did to his life. He ended up praying. I was struck by the question he was asked after in one of the scriptures. He asked him, "Who do you people say that I am?" And he finally got down to me. Who do you say that I am? Well, Jesus answered. He said, "Well, you are the Christ, Son of the living God." The Christ went to your own history. Christ was not his own perception of who he was, who he actually was. So I ask now, is the teacher, his prophet, or one of the prophets? Is he a mystical figure? Did he exist? Well, you look at Peter's answer to that. Peter said, "Jesus, you are the Christ, Son of the living God." And that's what Peter did. Here we go through all history of God, the Messiah, the Messiah. Fortunately, they did that. Not even the religious. So they had their own perceptions of, you know, what the Messiah was supposed to be. And when their perceptions weren't true, they were like, what did that do? Suddenly, they had the moment of this Bible plus why did their perception of what their that perception, as you know, has caused a lot of harm. You know, people have been discriminated. Because of people's misperception. That's one of the That's one of the things about slavery. Except if it's slaves are slaves, that's going to be women of the LGBT community. Misperceptions. So, that we're all further, it's not good enough to destroy them. And unfortunately, this perception is that people getting hurt or even worse. But that is fear of who Jesus is. Jesus says that I have come to save the lost. That's what it does to his mission. He's also a mission to bring about a whole new way of living. The Old Testament atone for your sins by sacrifice of the lamb, or a pigeon, or a turtle dove, or whatever he offers. Jesus is that perfect. To show people this way of living. There are many examples. One is, don't hate girls, because they're different from you. Another one was, turn the other cheek. The side here, that speaks to a Christian. I would say Christian doesn't have Christ in it. Follow something like that. So, if any member of the other people who Jesus speaks to the audience, another one was the parable of the Pharisees, speaking to the Pharisees, talking about being your neighbor. And he mentioned that, who's your neighbor? And the Pharisees, all we saw was the story about the idea of the disparity that he hated his neighbor. Our neighbors can be anybody, people living in our building, but not our neighborhood. So they may not be like us. They may not have a lot of things. They have much more to eat than their neighbors and whoever. We're all about all people. One thing about perception is if it's not true, then those perceptions will need to be broken. Now, when Jesus comes into somebody's life, their life changes better. You could say that, say for example, God said to that person that put a drug or an alcoholic. There's no hope for him to apply shade to. And he lives, God changes him or her, and then he moves through that life, cleans the person up. And people's perception of them change. And then when you find out more about the person, you have a much better understanding. I know personally people had a perception about me. Once they got to know me, their whole perception changed. Of course, this happened to each and every one of them. And the reality is that we're all different. One person is better than another. And we have to be careful about putting labels on misperceptions. As I mentioned earlier, this led to a lot of heartache, in some cases, bloodshed. This is why Christ had a whole new way of doing it. He says, love is the greatest family. Christ is, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So this is a deep faith.
Yes.
And that's true of all. That's true of all groups. You know, love that neighbor who may get on your nerves. You know, love the person who's different from you. Pray for them. You know, because sometimes you never know what a person's going. You know, when God says to love your neighbor, it doesn't tell you, he doesn't say to you, but love him, but not her. Love her, not him. No, no, that's not it at all. Because love your neighbor as yourself. And final note is don't let perception or misperception, don't let perception change your thought about it. You have to find out about them. As I said, sometimes you never know what a person's doing. Maybe a child, they were down a difficult child too. Maybe he came home, came to school, maybe his parents had an argument, or he heard his parents, some parent was sick, or his parents were going to divorce. So find out what the child has gone through instead of giving him a pill. So that's the thing, one thing you don't get. Look for the best of each person. You know, a person may not look like you, you may not understand, but look for the best in the person, because that's what God does to every one of us. And he has a plan for each and every one of us. And this whole held truth throughout all mankind and the whole truth check. You know, reach out to that person to tell them that you love them. Tell them that God loves them all. And this is Genevieve. That's Genevieve. Yep. Wally is in the show. I didn't mention it earlier. Wally is on the phone. But I hope it's your best. It's hope in your heart. Maybe. So if you are sick, understand. You can ask your life friend. Some of you are probably on the conviction thing. Some of you already have heard it all your life. Some of you already know this, what you need to do. And I encourage you to do this. And you'll see how wonderful your life will be. How it will be. Yeah, thank you, Bob. Going to be empty. I just pray that you tell us today. God bless you. Amen.
gun safety tapes from the cities?
No, it doesn't have the application. I tried doing it.